Midwestern mom of three kids. I'm a middle school reading specialist who is on summer vacation. And Leia, I was supposed to sub, you know, during summer school for a teacher who was going on vacation. But It turns out that none of the kids were coming to class. So they're like, don't bother.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I am spending the summer reading, and I am jogging and walking all around my neighborhood, and I am trying out new recipes. Tonight, I'm going to make taco tater tots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
I know, right? I'm trying to make this the summer of salad dressings, but so far, I have only made two homemade dressings, but that's a start.
That's a good start. And I have a tip coming up, not this episode, but the next one, for a salad dressing recipe.
Oh, you're such a tease, Leia. I want to know it right now.
You'll have to wait. Okay. So, hi, I'm Leia, and I am in the middle of my summer of learning to love Leia here in Beijing. I am putting on my bathing suit and going swimming with my kids. I'm meditating and writing daily, and I'm reading a ton of books and also working my way through a workbook called The Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook by Kristin Neff. And Edie, I have to say I'm finding out so much about myself and how to treat myself more lovingly. I am a mother of two daughters, one of whom will have flown to North America to get ready for university by the time this podcast is published, and my heart is both full and cracking at the same time.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Expressing your appreciation and O'Keefe's healthy feet foot mask.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Being timeless.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Edie, why don't you start us off today?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So, in the summer, I don't wear shoes or socks very much. And I'm walking. Well, I do when I'm like running and walking, you know, around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But in the house and in the yard, gardening, I just don't wear shoes or socks. So, my feet get really beat up. And I also don't get pedicures anymore, Leia. I have embraced the fact that I really hate the whole experience. So, as a birthday present back in February from my friend Jenny, she sent me something called O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Foot Mask. And what they are these little plastic socks that you just put on and you wear for 15 minutes. And those plastic socks are full of this moisturizer or something, foot serum, foot magic. And you just put them on and you can like walk around in the plastic socks, but be careful, you know.
Oh, you can slip and slide.
You can slip and slide. So it's best just to put them on and then put your feet up. But Leia, my feet go into those plastic socks looking like old farm feet, you know, like they belong to an old farmer.
Hooves.
But when I take off the plastic socks, they come out moisturized and they look soft and they are ready for, sandals, they're ready for flip-flops or just me prancing barefoot around my yard.
All right. So Edie, I want to talk to you about something that's been floating around Facebook lately. I know some other groups have been discussing this, and that is bringing the flight crew gifts when you fly. the airline crew. And I just think this is really nice because not enough people, it's hard work, right? Especially these days. I think that flight crews are often mistreated and it's super stressful and it's hard work. And so bringing something lovely to say thank you for your hard work is a great thing to do. And my friend Kent on Facebook a few weeks ago said that he brought a box of chocolates onto the plane when he was flying from Sydney to Bangkok, and they were so appreciative that he got a bottle of French wine and was upgraded to business class. Now, I know. Now, the thing is, we don't want to do this in order to get free upgrades and better food. And
we don't.
an aisle seat. Well, it helps. It's right. Let's not complain about it. But I just feel that the airline industry, the people working in it, are really struggling. And expressing our thanks if you're flying is a really nice thing to do. And some of the things that were mentioned, I think, in both the Satellite Sisters Facebook group and also the Lazy Genius were things like bringing Starbucks gift cards, which I think that could get quite expensive, actually, maybe just for the person that serves you. I don't know. But a box of chocolates, or what else could you do? Oh, somebody brought up that Bed Bath & Beyond have little hand sanitizers that crews that are not from America, they love them because you can't get this particular hand sanitizer outside of the States. And so European and Canadian and Asian crews absolutely love the Bed Bath & Beyond hand sanitizers, little mini ones. So that's an idea. But I wanted to add on to this tip or trick and say, I don't think that our medical and our dental assistants are thanked enough either, and our nurses in particular, healthcare workers. I think they've just had a hell of a time the last few years. I think it's always a challenging job, but I think, you know, if you are going into the hospital to see somebody and you know, you probably can't bring a gift if you're being hospitalized yourself, but heading in for a visit, why not bring a box of donuts or, you know, some, you know, just something. What else could you bring? Like brownies that you've baked or whatever. But I think that goes a long way toward just saying thank you for all that you do. We know that you're underappreciated. And, you know, this is not a new tip or a trick, Edie, because my mom and dad forever, every time they go to the doctor or the dentist, they would bring either baked goods that my mom had made or a bottle of wine. And they always gave some to both the receptionist at the dentist or the doctor's and to their doctor or their dentist. So my parents know how to do this already.
Ooh, that's a fun tip, Leah. You know, I think I would give them a foot mask. These people all have you very could, tired right? feet. They need the O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Foot Mask.
Yes, they do. I love it. You could also give them a pack of gift cards, like from Edie's Prairie Girl Greetings.
If I had them, sure. That would be great.
Right. Or even just a thank you card with from your Prairie Girl Greetings company, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Leah, do I hear a campfire?
Ooh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
So, Edie, I saw this quote from Norma Kamali, the American fashion designer, who's about our age, and I really liked it. I can't remember where I even saw it, but I clipped it so that I have it. And she writes, "There are so many versions of timeless. Start by understanding your personality and the impression you want to make. Put together a list of what's timeless to you with respect to shoes, accessories, and hairstyles. Then write down the colors you think are timeless. What are the fabrics? Think about whether you prefer a more feminine aesthetic, like flowy dresses, or a gender-fluid version, and go from there. I really like this quote, and I thought we could talk about what is timeless for us.
All right, Leia, this is good. So let's each talk about some things that we consider to be timeless. We could start with fashion, but I guess we could talk about whatever we want.
Yeah, I say no rules, Edie. Okay, no rules. We don't like rules. Okay, let's just talk about whatever pops into our heads about what we think is timeless. You start.
Well, Leia, I'm afraid that I'm going to sound like an aging hippie, but what the heck? I think that Birkenstocks are timeless, like the young people are wearing them. In fact, Lulu had a friend over, and she was wearing these tie-dyed plastic-looking Birkenstocks that were actually Birkenstocks, you know, of all things.
Okay.
I should probably throw out all my other sandals because I never wear them, ever. So, yeah, I can start decluttering it right after we record this. I also feel like handmade tie-dye that you buy from a tie-dye artist is timeless. I was at a farmer's market with my kids, and there was a tie-dye artist there, and both of my kids bought a tie-dye t-shirt. Gus's has like a big paw print on the front. And Lulu's has a heart on her tie-dye shirt, and she wore it, and my mom saw it, and now my mom wants a tie-dye with a heart on it. So isn't that cute?
Oh, isn't it? I love it. You know, what's interesting here, Edie, is I was thinking about the same general idea as you in terms of timeless. It's not pearls and cardigans for us, is it?
No.
Though that can be somebody else's version of timeless. Pearls, cardigans, some nice low pumps. But, my version of timeless is definitely hippie chick. So if we're talking about incorporating our own personality and preferences, I would say we keep talking about Stevie Nicks, and she's I don't want to say she's my fashion icon, because that's not so good. But you know, Edie, we just got back from a vacation in Guilin Yangshuo, part of a beautiful, beautiful part of China. And while we were there, I read Daisy Jones and the Six, which is another big tip. What a great book. I loved it so much. It's about the formation of a band in the 70s, and it's written in interview style. And so all the different band members are talking the whole time. Fascinating. But it really made me start thinking, too, about, you know, timeless for me is kind of the 70s. Flowy fabrics, flowy hair, things that are loose and comfortable, pretty, still pretty and feminine. I feel like that is my version of timeless. And I've been kind of rocking that look since I stopped wearing overalls in high school. That for a while, I thought that could become timeless, but it has. And I did try. I had the tailor actually make me a pair of overalls about a month ago. And I got home and I thought they looked fabulous at the tailor's. And then I got home and put them on, and I thought, what was I thinking? You're just a fool. You're a farmer girl fool. So back to the flowy dresses and the hair. I love it. For me, it's timeless.
Well, Leia, I think you should rethink the overalls, because I recently signed up again to do artist dates with Kelly Ray Roberts. And every artist date, she's wearing a pair of overalls, and she looks super cute. And she's wearing like a bright striped t-shirt. And she's all about wearing your joy, you know.
Yes. Now that's timeless, isn't it? Wearing your joy. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, I'll put them on again. Maybe I'll send you a photo and you can let me know what you think. But I think I'm not sold.
I think you look adorable. So I would wear them.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like I look a little like a Teletubby, to be honest. That was the first thing that popped into my mind took an honest look at myself in the mirror.
You look like Tinky Winky. I'm sure you don't. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my. Woo. Well, anyway, it's not timeless. Let's say that. What do you have for us next? Well, what else is timeless?
I feel like buying vintage is timeless and mixing in the old with the new. And again, I like to buy things and thrift things that other people have made because it just adds more texture to my life, Leia. So
yes,
I am getting away from talking about fashion for a minute, but like in decorating my house, I like to thrift that vintage needlework. I don't like cross stitch where everything is flat. I like that needlework where there's like poofy, you know, like there's texture to it.
Yes.
I always snap those up. And I even have some needlework for Christmas that I hang up.
Do you?
I do. Cool. It's really cool. Ah. Ever since my daughter and I have started watching The Great Pottery Throwdown on HBO, we've been thrifting handmade pottery. So mugs, vases, planters. And I feel like that is timeless. Someone made those with their little hands, you know? And I live with three kids and myself. We all love blankets. We're always fighting over blankets. And I love thrifting those crocheted blankets. Actually, not my favorite to find is like one made with the granny squares. But those are like cool with the young kids now, Leia. So those are kind of hard to find. But
getting
snatched up.
I love that. So our timeless is pretty hippie vibe from what I can I can tell. Maybe this should be the hippie episode, not the timeless episode.
I guess so.
So timeless for me, I think still thinking about fashion, and this is just me, is I tend to use black as a backdrop. Which is, you know, which is surely timeless, of course, and flattering. But I'm very much into the color blue in its many variations. I just know that blue suits me. And we've often talked about, my sister and I, we call it Rempel Girl Blue. There's a certain blue that my mom wore beautifully and that my sister and I both rock, and it just, our eyes pop with it. But I also love turquoise and all the many, many shades of blue, you know, a bruised sky, sunset, all of them. So I do love a pop of blue in almost all of my outfits, whether it's my glasses, and Edie, you can see right, oh no, I'm not wearing my blue glasses right now. I thought I was, but I'm seeing myself on the phone. No, not blue. But you can see I'm wearing my blue, what is this? My blue robe.
It looks green to me over the video, but I believe you.
Oh, it's bluish.
It's bluish.
It's bluish.
It's very
bluish.
Pretty, Leia.
Thank you. And if it's, you know, if it's not my outfit, it'll be my glasses or earrings. But often I have many, many blue blouses. I have a few fabulous blazers in different blue shades. So I know that when I'm in my 90s, I'm still going to be rocking the blue. And so that's timeless.
Yeah. I feel like turquoise is also timeless. Like turquoise,
I love
jewelry,
turquoise.
Jewelry, right?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, when you wear a nice big chunky earring that highlights your eyes and, you know, your ears are close to your eyes, I feel like your eyes can really, really pop when you get the color right.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of larger earrings that suit the eye color.
Yeah, I don't think I remember a time, it must have been in the 90s when big earrings went out of style and I bought all these small earrings. And it's like, what
Ugh.
is this? I'm never doing that anymore, like going with the fashion trends if it's not something I believe in. Like I'm not
Right.
into the French tuck, Leia.
Oh, I know you're not.
It's like, why would I do something that accentuates my muffin top? It's just silly.
Flowy. The word is flowy. That's what I'm going for. Well, again, timeless small earrings for some people. My mom always rocked these beautiful small earrings, and they were so lovely. And she had short hair, gray hair, bright blue eyes, and these beautiful little small classy earrings. And I just thought she looked gorgeous all the time. But I like the big earrings too, and I like things to dangle, and it goes with the loose vibe, I guess.
I guess so. Okay, Leia. Well, I'm going to get away from fashion and let's talk about timeless music.
Oh, of course, bring that up. I'm glad you
Well,
are.
I mean, it's the Beatles, right? Because their music holds
Yeah.
up, it continues to inspire. And the day that we're recording this, Leia, it's Ringo's
Yeah.
82nd birthday.
Woo! How did that happen?
He wants everyone at noon their time, so I guess you missed it, but he wants everyone to like stop at noon in honor of his birthday and just think peace and love, because he's always saying that.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that both of our timeless fashion vibes are actually reflecting Ringo Starr.
Oh.
My blue velvet blazer. Think about it for a minute. Ringo, I'm sure he's worn a blue velvet blazer,
I'm
right?
sure. Lulu and I
My
are,
pirate blouse.
oh yeah, he wore a pirate blouse in the some part of Get Back, that documentary. It was a red blouse with white polka dots, and it had just like a river of ruffles down the front, and it's like, oh, that's
Fabulous.
cute.
Just utterly fabulous.
Then he changed out of that and he put on like this fluorescent green suit.
Ringo. Oh, Ringo, Ringo. Okay, but the music too, right? Just classic.
It's classic. And you know what,
It's
Leia?
timeless.
Peace and love is timeless. So, peace and love, peace and love.
Amen. Peace and love. Okay. Well, segueing on from peace and love, I'm going to say being polite is timeless. And I'm not talking like about manners, especially. When our kids were young, we lived in Hong Kong, and I would always say to them, when you know how to use a knife and fork and eat with your mouth closed and use the napkin properly, I will take you to the Peninsula Hotel for high tea. And we never got there. I don't think we ever will. Sometimes I just watch my family sitting at the dinner table, and they're using a fork to saw into their food instead of the knife, and we're picking up the salad with our hands, and I just think, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? And now that Charlotte's on her way out, I'm thinking, oh, what have I done? This girl is leaving the nest with no manners. No thanks to me. But that's not exactly what I'm talking about. Though that is timeless too. It's a timeless skill that our family has not taken on. But I am thinking more along the lines of expressing appreciation, saying thank you. Treating the people who serve us in different ways every day as equals. Looking them in the eyes and just giving them a real heartfelt, I see you. I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you for it. I feel like that is timeless and we don't do it enough. So I have always thought this. I've always, when I get off a bus, for example, even if I'm at the back of the bus, I'll shout to the front. I'll say, "Thank you." And I don't know if that's a Canadian thing or the way my parents brought me up, but I just want people to know that I appreciate what they're doing.
That's good. People like to be appreciated.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a timeless thing.
Yeah, I think
And we
my
don't.
brain was stuck on the table manners layout.
So, Edie, I think if two other more dignified people had done this podcast on being timeless, it would be very different indeed. If we had a princess and a dame talking about things, I feel that we would have had a perhaps a little more insight into what is classically timeless, but this is, the Edie Leah version. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
This week, your challenge is to make some of your own calls on what is timeless for you. So maybe you're a fan of the French tuck, or cardigans, or
Yes.
pearls, or small earrings. It's all good. So
All good.
start reincorporating that style and do what makes you happiest and most comfortable in your daily life.
Yes, your daily lives. Okay. Please share what is timeless for you on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. We'll be looking for your comments and maybe photos for inspiration.
We sure will.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yep. And we would love a review on iTunes so more people can find our podcast. Please consider.
Thanks to Leia for editing the podcast. How are you managing, Leia?
Oh, well, it's taking me about twice as long, and I'm not nearly as much of a perfectionist as Charlotte is, so you'll have to excuse any hiccups that you hear. But I'm doing my bestest.
Oh yeah. I'm willing to excuse all the hiccups. It's all good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.